This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The second hour, two-hour excursion every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 Central Time here on republicbroadcasting.org. Art will be coming up in about 15 minutes, and at that time we're going to play another clip about a guy from Philadelphia whom Art personally knew because he obviously is from Philadelphia, and I knew and knew of, and I knew of a program that we're going to air a segment of by a talk show host at the time, Lou Gordon, who did a hatchet job on this guy, Frank Rizzo. Frank Rizzo was known as the toughest cop in America. And then, of course, he became mayor. His son tried to run after he died, and he never got elected. You had Wilson Good, I guess, and a host of others, as you know, in Philadelphia, black mayors and so forth and so on. But in any event, when you listen to the audio of this TV clip, you will find it almost childishly amusing of how Gordon went after him. He went after Rizzo with hammer and tongs, and he just tried to destroy him. And in the end, Rizzo walked off the show. I remember seeing this. This goes back to 1972, because I used to watch it every Saturday night, was it, or Sunday night? No, Saturday night was Creature Feature. Sunday night was PA time, public affairs time, on Channel 56 out of Boston. And he'd come on in the syndicated one-hour show, Lou Gordon. He'd do his usual commentary, he and his wife, read letters, a lot of nasty feedback, but a lot of praise from that particular community. So, in any event, he died of a massive heart attack years later, and I guess he had trouble taking the heat because he certainly came under a lot of attack. All right. So let's play a little bit now. Just, it was only a few minutes clip anyway, and hopefully you can turn up your eardrum and listen to Bobby Fischer talking about Kinsmen, Jews, and Jewry and their influence over the United States and the Holocaust theories and all this other claptrap. Here it comes, right now.
So, you were deadly serious about putting me in prison for 10 years for playing chess. And I think, as far as I know, I'm the only person that the U.S. has indicted on this law. So far as I know, maybe someone else is, I haven't heard about it. I think I'm the only person. Because the Jews totally control the U.S. The U.S. government is a facade. There is no U.S. government that people think of it. It's just a puppet in the Jews' hand. It's a plaything for the Jews. And now, it used to be the Jews were sort of hiding in the background a little bit, but under the Clinton administration, they've come right out in the open. They've got all the top positions openly now.
So you think it's even worse
this last 6 years? Yeah, right. It's even gotten worse than Bush. Bush was bad enough. Bush, I was indicted under the Bush administration. But it was bad enough under Bush. He totally, the Jews, was totally controlled by the Jews, too.
Well, it's yours in the U.S. It's your election.
Right.
Are you expecting different things to happen?
No, absolutely not, no. I'm expecting worse things to happen. The Jews' grip on the U.S. is getting tighter and tighter every day. Mm-hmm. You know, they've made countless billions and trillions with Hollywood and then and countless billions and trillions in the movie industry, and countless billions and trillions in the press and the banking system, and now they're making more countless billions and trillions with this internet revolution. So they just totally own the whole country.
Now, there are other links, and you can find them on YouTube, so-called documentaries about Fisher. And, of course, they're done usually by Kinsman, and they deride him and call him all these horrible names. And interestingly enough, they don't refute anything that he has to say. But they do, as I said, heap disparaging remarks against him because of his candor. Because of his candidness. And, you know, it's one thing I admired about him. And, you know, he's basically telling it like it is when it comes to controlling America and controlling the world. Now, this is right strictly out of their Talmud. And this, as we've talked about and heard about in the previous weeks, this is a blueprint for world domination. And the ethnic cleansing, of course, the business of geoengineering, and biochemical engineering, trying to create that Frankensteinian life, is something which they have been trying to do, and I believe was done in this previous Earth and Heaven age. You know, the smelting that you read about in Enoch, and, you know, you read about, if you place, you know, a scriptural authenticity on it, but it makes sense that Satan was using spirit bodies or, you know, vessels to do what he wanted to do, and that was to try to create his own life. And he did it in the Garden of Eden. I mean, he did it in human form. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me or in any way, you know, be a quiz for me or some sort of hard-to-figure-out puzzle that what we're seeing today is that replication of that heaven age prior to this one. So, anyway, I didn't want to belabor that point, but I just thought, for those of you who do not go online and do not have access, you might definitely find some interesting observances here about Bobby Fischer. And as I said, he was touted as a Jew who converted to fundamentalism, as they call it, fundamentalist Christianity. Let's hope not. But anyhow, okay, so that's one thing. Now, another thing, when Art comes on, we're going to be discussing Frank Rizzo, and Art is listening now, so he's getting an earful, and the whole business of what happened in the Rizzo administration from a very, I mean, he's not like he was in recollection of everything Rizzo did and did not do, but Frank Rizzo was the police chief, and he was known as the toughest cop in America, and then ran for and became mayor, very popular. I have friends that live in Philadelphia, have lived there all their lives, and certainly they appreciated him as mayor, Frank Rizzo, when he became mayor. But it was time to do a hatchet job on Rizzo. I'm not saying he was a saint. He wasn't. He did a lot of bad things, I'm sure, as a police chief and as a mayor. But then again, you tell me somebody who hasn't, somebody who has a stellar record of perfection. None of us has. So I want to play that. When Art is on, that segment, it's only a few minutes, with Lou Gordon, who, as I said, was an acerbic, cocky, erudite type of TV host, who he just obviously had to have his way, and he was, you know, more arrogant than any of the people you've probably seen on 60 Minutes, with few exceptions. He was in your face, and it was a syndicated program, the Lou Gordon Show. Maybe some of you remember it. I used to sit up on Sunday nights, and I would throw things at the television because this was in my college years now, and I was watching this character and, you know, others as well, you know, on Channel 38, 56 at the time. These were indie stations, independent television stations in Boston, me living in Providence, and I'd find these so-called public service, public affairs types of programs to be anathema. They were just, you know, off the wall. But some of them were good. And, you know, we have a record of some of those that were pretty good, the other side of the aisle. And those, we may bring up some of those clips, by the way. One of the clips I'd like to play sometime is Governor Lester Maddox of Georgia on with, I believe it was Dick Cavett, the Dick Cavett Show. And boy, did he give it to Dick Cavett. I mean, Dick really had more than egg on his face. He had an omelet on his face when he got through with him. So, you know, it's like, you know, you're talking to a guy who is portrayed in the media as a country bumpkin, that type of, you know, cane-wielding old curmudgeon. Well, you know, he was anything but. Very smart, Lester Maddox, and you know, he was known for, I guess it was standing in the hallway of classrooms to prevent federal troops from illegally coming in to the towns, like George Wallace in Alabama did that. Basically, he was known for that type of thing, standing in the way of the troops and blocking entrance. And he was right on that basis. He wasn't a racist. Neither was Wallace. Both of them actually, or simply, They were Southern, how would you call it? States' rights, I guess you'd say. They believed in the fact of the framers of the Constitution, the contract society, in which the states made a contract with the federal government. They gave up some of their rights, but they said, we will not give up our ultimate authority, as spelled out in the Constitution, the federal Constitution, under Article 10 and elsewhere. And this is why when Earl Warren was Supreme Court Justice under Eisenhower, then Eisenhower, as a Republican, perhaps for Richard Nixon's sake, had to engage in the verbal quip that it was one of the worst decisions I made, was appointing Earl Warren as Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He had come from California, and he had come from that, you know, Reagan-esque territory, Nixonite territory. And again, Art can fill us in more on the mafia and its involvement with the politicians and Hollywood in California, particularly Reagan, when Reagan came in. So, you know, we've been watching a Hollywood movie, folks, for all of our lives. And I've been doing it for like 50-something years of my life, watching this world through the lens of the synagogue of Satan, without knowing it, with thinking this is what America's supposed to be. We didn't know. We were flag wavers. We were growing up as kids, falling into the, you know, into the paradigm. Defend America, arrest those hippies, smash their heads, beat them up, throw them in prison, and so forth. Not that I approved of much of what they did. That wasn't the point. We were being used. We were being told we had to enlist, we had to go into the armed services, we had to defend America, when in fact, it was just the opposite of the truth. It wasn't America that was bad. It was America with a K that was bad, the Sovietization or the Judaization of America, a land that was supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. So now, 60 years later in my life, 66 years, here we have this pageant show in Washington. You're either with us or you're against us, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Which way do you want to be going down that road of destruction? You want to go by car? You want to go by bus? Or do you want to go by some other means, freight train? But you're still going down that road to ultimate destruction. And that road, I don't want to go down. I'm getting off the bus. I'm jumping off the train. I'm jumping off the car, out of the car, and let it go over the cliff, you know? So, I mean, there's certain things you can and cannot do. But America used to be the beacon of hope for all the nations oppressed of the world, not to come here and to saddle us down with your ways, but to learn from our experiment, to learn from Americana. That was the goal prior to Wilson coming in. And now I was looking at a clip the other day about McKinley and that assassination of Robert McKinley and how, you know, Vice President took over Theodore Roosevelt. And there's some speculation that Theodore Roosevelt had something to do, had a role in the assassination of McKinley. He took the office. And, of course, McKinley was expected to come back from his wounds. He was doing better in the hospital and then supposedly caught pneumonia and then died. So Teddy Roosevelt became the Rough Rider President of the United States. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's cousin, fifth or sixth or hundredth cousin or what have you. I mean, you know, we don't know all of the details. We can't prove everything, but we got enough facts and enough of the picture to see through the lens of the corrupt media moguls. We can see through the lies, see through the falsehoods, see through everything that's been told us. So that's no reason to be down about it. That's reason to be upbeat, because we know the only one that's true is him up above. And when he tells you something, listen. Sit up and listen to the best of your ability. That's all. True happiness is not coming in the form of winning the lottery ticket, of winning all the money in the world. It comes from reality of knowing you're a creature of God and your role in His creation. All right, break time. We'll come right back, and we'll bring Art up, and we'll do more. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back now with our special co-host, who's back again from a brief two-week departure, and he's here with us now. Art, welcome back, and I hope all is better with your family.
It is, and it's good to be back.
Excellent. Good to have you back. I don't know if you heard the clips that we've been playing today, but they certainly harken back to our past and a time when we were going through these things before today, and we're going through the same things all over again in America, you see? History repeating itself. There's nothing new under the sun, I guess, is there?
No, there isn't. And basically, I like what you're saying there. You know, the root of this is communism coming from within the Cosa Nostra community, within our cities and states throughout the country. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Now you're talking, right? And you can see it in the background of, you know, the Lou Gordon interview there with Frank Rizzo. When Rizzo was doing that, I was still in college, but I used to drive past Mount Airy Avenue, where he almost every week, where he had his police officers posted for his afternoon activities with his family. yeah. and not for
I want to ask you, know, you about that. Do you mind if I play that clip on the program?
Go ahead.
I think our audience would benefit from hearing this section. It's not very long, and I want you to hear how Rizzo responded. Maybe he shouldn't have done what he did, walk off the program, but I do think that even though to some it looked like he was evading questions, to others it looked as if he was behaving as a gentleman and wouldn't take that kind of pie-in-the-face routine, because Gordon was vicious, but... Let's hear that clip of the Lou Gordon Show with Rizzo, Frank Rizzo.
Rizzo is a disease, a crippling disease that is turning young people away from Philadelphia in droves. I left Philadelphia despite a lot of chances to move up. I wasn't the first to split from Philadelphia, and I won't be the last. Now, I mean, this is a reporter whom I don't know, who's got credentials, has a very prominent position. He's out in the West Coast. Why would he write me a letter like that
because,
about you?
Because just the expressions that he used would indicate to me that he needs help.
But why would he write that?
Oh,
I mean,
no
I don't
idea.
Know the man.
I could show you a stack of letters that I receive every day telling me and many other people who serve with me what a good job's being done. So again, you know, we're never going to have everyone love us. And I would suggest that as a result of that letter, that he might need some help. You know, and I'm very happy that he's not in Philadelphia, by the way.
To go back to this article, it was supposed to be in the bulletin. The article said that you could have been sent to jail for altercation of police department records and discriminating against black applicants. Is there any truth to that?
Well, let me say this to you. I have recruited many policemen while I was the police chief, and I'm going to say that I would say that when I left, Philadelphia had the highest ratio of black policemen than any other large city.
True. And I admired you for that from Detroit.
And we have the highest ranking black policemen. And when I left, the figure was around 200, and I promoted about 187 of them.
It also said, that article, that you attempted to force witnesses in courtroom trials to commit perjury in order to spare you on brutality charges.
Well, that's not true again, you know.
Why would people write these sort of things? I don't understand.
Look,
I met you this evening for the first time. You're a very affable, pleasant man. Well, why would they want to hatchet you this way?
I have no idea. I think that this is a an operation. I think that when you're a police chief, there are many, many people that you upset when you're trying to do your job. But I think the proof of the pudding was, or is, that I ran for mayor as to resigning from police chief, and the majority of people of Philadelphia elected me.
That's pretty good proof. The article, I won't quote from the article again, I don't think.
No, if you do, I'm going to leave.
The article also said, this is the last one, that you had received financial support from city nightclub owners who were heavily involved in drug traffic and prostitution.
Mr. Wagner, let me say this to you. I want to be professional, and I came for an interview, but I don't think that this has been an interview. I think you've been completely unfair in your line of questioning, and I'm not going to subject myself anymore.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Mr. Mayor, but here, I'm quoting you from a National Journalism Review.
And there he goes. He walked right off the set. So what do you think about that, Art?
I would be on Rizzo's side, given the way Lou Gordon was attacking him. I think he has a right to not put up with abuse from a reporter like that. So that's how I see it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, that I watched the show for a period of years when he was on, and he was very, very selective about the kinds of people he attacked, the kinds of people he peddled soft questions to. Obviously, he didn't do that with Rizzo because he was animos, you know. He was opposed to Rizzo's policies, and, you know, here he was, a preppy, you know, Kenite way up there in the ivory towers, he and his wife living the life of luxury and riches, and you know, he could just sit on the set and pick at anybody he didn't like, whose policies he didn't like. And at least Rizzo went on the show with the understanding that he would be treated cordially. And then he walked off because he had no choice, I suppose. All right, folks, come right back with more Rick Adams and Art from Philly.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back now. It's Rick Adams and Art from Philly. Well, Art, you know, this relates to both cities, Philadelphia and to Providence. Just last week, you know, with Columbus Day and the festivities, there was the vandalism, as you probably read, against the statue of Columbus, Christopher Columbus. Red paint was thrown all over it. A planted sign in the ground said something to the effect that he was guilty of genocide, slaughter of the Indians, and every other thing known to man, blah, blah, blah. So along comes the city councilor, Catherine Kerwin, who says it was an act of civil disobedience. So an act of criminality now. An act of vandalism. I suppose the beating up of somebody who has a Columbus Day costume on would be considered, in her opinion, to be just simply an act of civil disobedience. That's a criminal act. That's an act of vandalism, and it should be punished. Now, they're doing the same thing, or they've intimated they want the same thing done with the statue of Frank Rizzo in your city. Can you tell us about that situation?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm in the suburbs, not in the city per se. So I'm not on top of that issue, but I would oppose anybody, you know, defacing a statue of a public figure who basically dedicated years of his life to public service. that's how I feel about it. I think it should be prosecuted as a criminal issue.
Yes.
That being said, it's obvious to me, as we talk, you know, quite often on this show, that we can see the hand of the Cosa Nostra getting more powerful, taking over the city politics, and, you know, changing configuration of people's attitudes to look at this statue. This statue has nothing to do with anything except basically being used as a tool, no different than going after the Confederate statues, to enhance their position of communism and brainwash the stupid public who can't see that the people that are telling them to think this way are the enemy and not the ones they're going after with these stupid statues.
Well, there has been quite a backlash here against these ruffians, and actually, let's call them what they really are. They're Bolsheviks. They're really Bolshevikis. Right. They're doing what they did in Russia in 1916 and 17. They were smashing statues. They were encouraging violence against the king, against the czar, and against the population that sided with them. So they were actually communist terrorists. And today, they call themselves progressives. But, you know, a rose by any other name is still a rose. And that is what they're doing. They're Bolshevik agents today in the streets of America. And what they're aiming to do is create a new civil war. And they have the New York Times playing the fiddle with Trump. He's playing the right. They're the left. And in the middle gets caught the American public. If you can't see that lining up now perfectly as communist Hegelian dialectics out there, folks, I don't know what it'll take.
Well, I agree. We're seeing it every day. You know, they're trying to take away your gun rights. Here in Pennsylvania, they're pushing a law called Kaden's Law to destroy parental rights. The issue to bring it up is valid. You know, basically some of the parents in a custody battle end up killing their kids. Yes, the kids need to be protected. But the solution, give you a solution how that works, is, as I mentioned before in the past, there was a custody issue where a father dropped off his kid to his mom, to the mother, and he was an hour late. So she called the state police on him. This was up in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. So being as vicious and malicious as she was, what happened then is the father and the state trooper got in an argument because she was instigating it. As a result of that, the kid that basically got back in the car or was in the car with the father, and they drove from Hazleton all the way to the Toby Hanna military depot, which is about 40 or 50 miles. And at the end of it, basically, the father and the state trooper got in a shootout, and both fathers now are dead, and they orphaned those kids. Okay, so the real issue is we need to come up with some kind of mediation to deal with these issues and some support systems, especially for the fathers. There isn't any there. So by creating a more violent, more corrupt system to destroy the fathers, you're going to make them more desperate and have more of the problem, not less of it. That's how I see it.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. Again, like you said, the Cosa Nostra is moving through the courts, as John Rarick was explaining, the federalization of the police, the federalization of the courts, of everything that comes under the purview of, quote, public safety, unquote. And they're getting the people in the cities and towns to the boiling point, you know, with riots and revolution and teacher strikes in Chicago and all kinds of upheavals, uprisings, where they will accept some kind of control, the grid, to shut down all of the violence, to quell this malaise that afflicts cities and towns. So this is how it works. It's the frog in the kettle art. You know, a little at a time, a little more control, a little more police power, a little more, you know, firm hand in the velvety glove, that type of thing, and then the whole hand comes down, you know, and this is what they condition Americans to accept, that inevitable authoritarian and totalitarian rule. This is what they did in Russia. They did it in a different way there. They did it in China a little differently. They adapt to every country that they communize. But the fact is, they use the same basic formula, and that they're doing. Anti-family and the anti-Christian, anti-American construct, you know, what you're seeing in the city of Philadelphia and the mafia there is a microcosm of what we're getting here and what all of us across America are experiencing now.
Right. Now, what I would say is, you know, basically the composition of the mafia changed over time. Initially, going back in the early 1900s, it was primarily Sicilian mafia. By the time they got rid of Gotti in the mid-80s, the primary component of organized crime is the Cosa Nostra. They were always there, but they didn't become the dominant factor until the Gambino family got broken up. And that's what I've seen is, you know, they've been there for a long, you know, they ran in parallel, but what happened is they got rid of the Sicilian mafia, and now you got the Cosa Nostra running everything. And they're not running it just
as consolidated. Is that what you're saying? They've consolidated and narrowed it down to their own group.
Correct. Right.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. And you can definitely see it right here, you know, in the Philadelphia area. I mean, the best way to describe it is you had Netanyahu grew up here. You know, the illegal funding of the Likud was established here. Okay. You have, in addition to that, you had Meyer Lansky's family. They basically put his wife here in a nursing home, Anna Citron. You have Steven Schwartzman, who is of the Blackstone Group, I believe, worth $545 billion, the company is, and he's worth about $20 billion himself. And you can see the direct correlation from the creature of Jekyll Island, Jacob Schiff, Kuno Love, Merchant of Shearson. Shearson goes down, and basically Steven Schwartzman and Peter Peterson basically break off, and they form the Blackstone Group, hence the biggest component of Wall Street right now. And what did he do? He made his fortune on one of the things he did is all the houses that went under in 2008, he bought them at bargain rate prices. Okay, that's what they do, divide and conquer, and then they get the, you know, the prime real estate. You can see what they're doing it in California right now. They're trying to, you know, it's real simple. They did it in central New York City the same way, you know, 42nd Street. They basically redlined the district, and they got it for 10 cents on the dollar.
Sure, sure. That's the way. That's the mafia way. You're right. Absolutely. You know, also, the other things that I was looking at this week, you know, we refer to the section of the program as Jerusalem, Watch Jerusalem Time. I had read in the Jerusalem papers and the Times of Israel about the latest Pew poll, and I think I sent that out to you, and you probably caught it elsewhere. The poll that shows the reported drop in Christianity in America today is at its lowest point and worldwide, that they're finding in their definition of Christianity that the numbers have gone down tremendously since 2009 or 10 and within the last year, 2018. So they have seen that there has been a steady decline in Christianity, as they call it. Now, it just so happens, most of the churches they're talking about are liberal churches, Protestant churches, which have lost, you know, a tremendous amount of membership over the past, I would say, after the past quarter of century or more. But they're also talking about Catholic Church as well, and it closing dioceses and losing membership. This is indicative of a time, I think, in which, you know, Christianity has been, or what passes for it, has been supplanted now by this whole new age movement, this secularism, this Judaizing, if you will, of America, into the point where the Christian faith is now in post-decline mode. And the only ones that are growing, which hasn't come up in these surveys too much, is the fact that these Protestant evangelical churches are growing. And that is, you know, kind of scary in a way, because it really reveals what the scriptures say, that, you know, in the end times there'll be a lack of hearing the word of God. That means it's a contradiction seemingly here. You know, if you've got Bible-believing churches spreading the good news, and yet, in general, there is a dumbing down of the public, they're not learning the real word of God, what does that tell you? So, in general, it's a skewered poll. I mean, in and of itself, it is not what I would call something you want to take to the bank. However,
right,
it does tell us that the general tone in America today, from all religious viewpoints, is a diminishing of belief in any kind of morality, any kind of absolutes, any kind of right and wrong. And you see that degradation. I see it all the time, right, Art?
I see it, too. As you presented in the last show that you had there, you talked about how the Bible was, became apostate, how they changed it. You see many of the churches in the USA are apostate, and you wonder why they're falling apart. Plus, you also have, the laws that came about to take religion out of our schools. That's all, part of what they're doing. They're also directly doing that. They're breaking up the families and family courts. You see the suicide rates with the children, the youth is actually, increasing. And it's not a coincidence. I think the biggest thing they've done is, the two things are real simple on a individual level. One is breaking up the families, and people aren't doing anything about it, letting these people in the courts decide how children are going to be raised. A better way to say it is how they're going to be abused by the legal system by distressing the families, okay? There needs to be a better way to deal with this than the insanity of what family courts are doing. And I think that's one of the most important things we need to do to turn the future around of this country. The other thing is the outsourcing and the immigration. Replace all the U.S. labor. That's an obvious program that they're doing. I just had a letter I sent to my Senator Bob Casey there. One of the co-sponsor of the hate laws, the Matthew Shepard laws. And he says, I fully support immigrating the people from India and putting Americans out of work. Okay.
He actually acknowledged it in that letter, and he's actually saying he supports it.
Right, yes.
He thinks it's a wonderful idea.
Right.
I mean, and they didn't know. Most people didn't pay attention to that. They didn't vote for Bob Casey because of that or against it. It's because after all, he's a nice guy, and he's a Catholic, and he's for life, supposedly, and he's all these good things. He's just a wonderful guy overall. Forget about the details of how he's voting against you. That doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, and forget about the fact he grew up in Scranton. His father was governor of Pennsylvania, and also up in Scranton there was Hillary Clinton, and there's rumors to this day that there was potential ties there to the Bufalino crime family, the ones caught at Appalachian with Joe Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but nobody's investigated that, and I'd be interested in see if there's any real ties there. I suspect there very well could be the way these guys are acting. But it's definitely, to me, I see that Senator Casey has definitely aligned his interests with that of the Cosa Nostra and not with the people of Pennsylvania in the way he behaves and what he's supporting as far as his legislation goes.
That's key, you say, is the illiteracy of the voting public. They're not aware of just how bad their congressman is, and they don't care because they look at it as it's the other guy's congressman, not my congressman. My senator's good. My senator votes for me. He votes for my district. He's bringing home the bacon. And that's the problem. There's no money to bring home. It's taken from you to begin with. They haven't figured that out yet. It's a little bit late in the game. I'm telling you. Folks, if you want to chime in, by the way, I didn't mean to leave you out. It's been such a jam-packed program again. But you can dial in at 800-313-9443. A question for Art or a comment on what you heard today, we'll certainly accept that call in the time we have left. Also, Sheryl Sandberg, she is the CEO of Facebook. She happens to be of Syrian descent. No, I'm only kidding you. She pledges $2.5 million to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Art, because she said that German synagogue attack just stirred her conscience so much. It stirred her to the point where she had to donate a petty $2.5 million to ADL. Doesn't that touch your little bosom?
It is so nice of Sheryl Sandberg, who came from Google, who basically is also tied with the Zionist agenda, to align herself with the organized crime, the Cosa Nostra. Let's get it on straight. Sheryl Sandberg should be investigated right now by the federal government for racketeering, influence, and corrupt organizations. When she's given money to a mob-controlled organization, where is her integrity? And where's your integrity, anybody putting a single penny of your money into Facebook at this point?
Well, it runs in the family. It's all right. In the family, to quote somebody, huh? You bet.
Right.
Well, you see, you're not going to get logic from them, because if there was a logic, then you would largely see her donate money to, to organizations that, such as if she wanted to donate to a peace organization within the framework of the Zionist regime, Peace Now, an organization which is a human rights organization. Wouldn't you think? Why does it take a synagogue shooting and not a mass execution camp like Gaza or the West Bank to motivate her? I wonder why. You see, it's racism by omission.
That's destruction of the first kind
of racism.
Destruction of the First Amendment is what it is.
Exactly. All right, we'll come back, folks. If you have a quick call or a comment, you're welcome to chime in. 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Uncensored, here on republicbroadcasting.org with Art from Philly. I want to take a call right now from Barbara from Florida. Hello, Barbara. Come on up.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Hi, Art.
Hey.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Barb.
You were talking about Judge Rarick. He spoke once down here in Florida at a pro-family conference I attended. And in my hand, I have a little booklet about him called Stand Up, You Are an American by John McComb, forward by Tom Anderson. And in the back of the book, they have all his remarks that are in the Congressional Record back in 67 and 68, date, page, and title of the items. So if anybody's interested, it's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yes.
But when you were talking about him, it just reminded me of the situation on our courts with Dr. Jim Fetzer losing that case. These lousy, rotten judges. They don't.
Well, he's appealing that. That'll go on for a while. It was, what was it, $400,000 verdict that he's supposed to pay over to the criminal mafia guy there, Posner, whatever his name
right,
is.
Right.
And it, yeah, yeah. Hey, we got to get him back on the show, too, you know?
Yes.
So we'll do that. We'll continue to follow up as we have time. Yes.
One more thing. I just want to recommend Donald Jeffrey's book, Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrific. You'll learn a lot.
Crimes and Cover-Ups in American Politics, yes. I haven't read it, but I've definitely come across it. Have you read it?
I'm in the process of reading it now. Very, very interesting.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing with me through email your letters and your great literary efforts as well. I appreciate it. It doesn't go unnoticed.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Take care.
You too. You too. Stay up there. Boy, she's, what is she, up in her 70s, she said, near 80, and she's still kicking butt. You know, it's amazing. We have people half her age that don't do anything at all, don't even care enough to do anything, and that's the key. As you pointed out, Art, you have quite a history of assertive activity, and people don't do anything, many of them. All they do is maim and complain and murmur and just attack and smear and vilify, and because they have nothing inside them. They have no brain matter or no physical stature or both, and they don't care to do anything but be a vegetable. And that's what many of the people in radio land, cyber land are. You know, they'll go to your site and they'll click it on and they'll yawn and they'll click it off and they'll just go on like a couch potato. That is not America. That is not Americana. That is cowardice.
Right.
Period. So I take my hat off to the efforts of Art, because Art has, you know, he's been through a lot. He's been, you know, like I said, surrounded by the mafia. He's put his life and reputation and career on the line, and NoPlaceForCorruption.com is proof of that. I can assure you, Art, that through my efforts and others, your website is attracting attention. It's getting out there. So evidently, you know, it's the antidote to the poison for people. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. And it was because the ADL said to me, I'm going to be the first one in the camp when they get control. So there's no love between me and the Anti-Defamation League.
There's no love lost between you. Good for you. And you know what? Hold your powder. Keep your ammo and get ready for the big fight. Thank you, Art, for being with us again. Good to have you back. I hope to talk again next time, and God bless. All right, folks, you heard it today. Great show. Back again next week, and we'll bring you up to date then. Rick Adams, Uncensored. And until then, thank you all, and may Yahweh bless his elect.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.